Good morning, David. How are you doing?
I'm well, Mitch. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thank you for asking. So let me start with this question. Why a Royal Commission and why now, do you think?
Look, a Royal Commission is not something that a government should enter into lightly. You know, there are a set of big questions you need to answer before deciding if a Royal Commission is the right path to embark upon. But I think in the case of Australian banking, when you ask those questions, you get disturbing answers that suggest a Royal Commission is probably worthwhile. So, firstly, is there an extended pattern of questionable behaviour? And in this case, there is. You go back 10 years, effectively, to Storm Financial, where a number of the big banks were involved in the collapse of a financial advice business there. Then you've got the financial planning scandals that involved CBA, ANZ, Macquarie and NAB. Then you've got the CommInsure scandal, where the Commonwealth Bank's insurance business came in under scrutiny. And then most recently, you've got what's called the bank bill swap rate scandal, where at the moment, ANZ and Westpac are in discussions with ASIC about the prospect that they've manipulated an important interest rate. So it goes back a long time. The behaviour is systemic. It's not about one bad apple. It's not about one individual, but it's groups of individuals who've worked successfully within their organisations to undertake this behaviour. It has real cost. This is not a victimless crime if criminal activity has taken place. This is millions, tens of millions of dollars potentially coming out of the pockets of ordinary Australian households. So it's worth asking those questions, but in the case of the banks, the answers are worrying, and I believe a Royal Commission's warranted.
Okay, and I guess one of the criticisms of this move put forward by Bill Shorten yesterday was that there already are a number of regulatory bodies exist to kind of monitor the banks, like ASIC, for example. Do you think that they aren't powerful enough or they haven't been doing a good enough job?
Well, I think everything we've seen in the last decade suggests that they haven't been able to prevent and sanction the kind of bad behaviour that the public's worried about. It's important in the case of banking to distinguish between two kinds of regulation. It's a bit technical, but one kind of regulation is about the stability of the banking system. So if we have another financial crisis, will the banks fall over? That's called macroprudential regulation. And in Australia, we do that pretty well. It falls under a body called APRA, and I don't think that's what a Royal Commission should be looking at. On the other hand, though, you've got the regulation of good conduct within regular banking practices. So that's not about the stability of the system, but about whether banks are treating customers and counterparties fairly. That's where the questions are, and that's what a Royal Commission should be focusing on.
I guess I'm a victim of this as well, and I think a lot of Australians are. We just don't really understand a lot of how the financial sectors sort of work, and I guess when it comes to money, it's quite an important thing. So do you think that Australians should be a little bit more aware, a little bit more engaged with what's happening to their money?
Well, it's one of those things that's easy to say and hard to do. Yes, of course, we all should be more engaged with what's happening to our own money. That, in a sense, that goes without saying. But it's hard, isn't it? Because what we're often talking about here is small amounts of money that move frequently, and the increments are almost too small to notice. But the problem is there are billions and billions of transactions that happen here. So, for example, in this most recent scandal where it's alleged that the banks are manipulating a particular interest rate that is used as a benchmark. Every contract that is referenced back to that benchmark, even if the rate is manipulated by a couple of hundredths of percent, is affected by that manipulation. And it means the people who are on the wrong side of those transactions are losing money in favor of the banks who are doing the manipulating, if that's what's going on. So it's hard to get your head around, but the numbers involved are huge when you add them up, and this is the reason why it's a big problem that warrants attention.
All right, David, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Not at all, Mitch. Take care.
That is David Hetherington, Executive Director of ProCapita, talking to us about why it might take a Royal Commission to bring out a more ethical side of the big banks. It comes in light of the news that Bill Shorten and the Labor Party announced if they do win the election later this year, they will bring a Royal Commission into the banking and financial sectors. So interesting to see how that pans out over the next few months.